Welcome to another OU Insider Weekly Special. My name is Brandon Drum, and I'm here with Danny Stutzman, former All-American Oklahoma linebacker, current New Orleans Saint linebacker. I watched him play in person the other day, too. Every play was Danny Stutzman on the tackle, Danny Stutzman on the tackle. And that literally was like your first series. We were laughing so hard, dude. Laughing so hard at that.
Some things don't change.
No, some things do not change. But yeah, man, how you doing, dude? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, man. It's great to be on here. You know, obviously, you know, when we linked up in Chicago, you know, I had to get on here and, you know, keep in touch with, you know, my Oklahoma media people, you know. Thought I built a good relationship with people there. I know me and you go way back, all the way,
you know, before your I even
got to campus. You know, you were already at my high school. So definitely a special person to, you know, go on here, and no better way to spend my bye week than on your podcast.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Hey, so honestly, NFL, just the overall, I haven't talked to you. Well, I have talked to you, but I haven't asked you publicly how this went. But when you got your name called, man, how the feeling, just euphoric, had to be like something, just a dream like you were living in, right?
Absolutely. I mean, just that whole process was, you know, insane. You know, really stressful time. Like, obviously, you know, I know I was going to get drafted, but you don't really know when or where or what. You know, in my experience, I didn't really have any visits. I only had one workout. And so I didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, a lot of stuff going on. You know, I thought, you know, I was going to get taken in that second or third round. And so that's a little tough, you know, that second day you're watching, you know, you don't hear your name called, but you know, you just got to stay ready. You know, you just got to stay ready for your time. All it takes is one team, you know, call your name. And so when I was selected, you know, it was great to have all my friends and family there. And it's just a thrill moment, man. You kind of, you know, black out in that moment, just, you know, kind of a dream's made in that moment. And, you know, you just got to embrace it and then just, you know, celebrate a little bit. But then, you know, right then you just got to put your head down and get right back to work.
You're in New Orleans. The city probably is just popping all the time downtown with the French Quarter and all that type of stuff. How's life there?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I mean, the city of New Orleans does not sleep. thankfully I'm not really downtown. I kind of got, you know, I knew I didn't want to be, you know, kind of in that area. There's a lot of distractions, a lot of stuff that you don't want to get into. And, but, you know, the city's incredible, man. You know, I never could have imagined, you know, where I'd be, but there's no better place than right now New Orleans for me. You know, like I just said, man, there's a lot to do, you know, so it's great for, you know, my dad especially, you know, enjoys it. He's been figuring out good food spots and everything that the city has to offer.
But how is Pop Top, man? What's he up to these days?
Yeah, he changed his name, I guess, to I think it's like Who Dad. And
Who Dad?
I think he retired. Retired Papa Top in the Oklahoma Tailgating Hall of Fame. I don't know. But he's doing good. You know, his business is doing good. Life is doing good. And his family is doing great. You know, we're doing all good. You know, finally here for the bye week for a little bit, spend some time with him, and just, you know, enjoy it.
Are you going to OU, Alabama?
We're working on the logistics of it. You know, I drove 10 hours to get to Orlando, and now it looks like I'm going to have to drive 10 hours back to get to Tuscaloosa, but I think we're making the trip. I feel like that's a game that, you know, there's no excuse not to go. And we'll load up in the little minivan rental that we got, and we'll drive right there.
So talk about just your season with the Saints. Obviously, you guys won last week, beat the Panthers. You know, obviously the record you're not thrilled about. I mean, that's natural. But at the end of the day, your rookie season, you're getting so many minutes and so many snaps that a lot of people at their rookie seasons, they don't get that type of opportunity. And on top of that, I perused the Saints message boards. They're wanting Danny Stutzman to start and all that type of stuff. Do you hear all of that noise of why isn't he playing more? All that type of stuff.
I mean, I try to stay out of it. You know, obviously you're going to hear a little bit of it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a business. You know, DeMario and Pete are guys that have proved themselves in the league. And I mean, DeMario especially, he's been doing it for 13 years. You know, Pete is a young guy, kind of got his second contract. And I mean, they're really talented players, man. Learning from two of those guys has been an incredible learning experience. You know, DeMario, his leadership, and, you know, you look at, how he's operated as a pro for so long, it makes it, clear at how he's been able to play at a high level for so many years, and just learning, those habits, what they do, outside of it, how they study, how they break down film, how they even play the game, shed blocks, and all that, it's huge to learn from that. Right now, I've had some opportunities and you got to make the most of it. At the end of the day, when I get on the field, I want to, put my best, put my best self out there. But, you got to learn, man. You got to, it's a learning curve when it comes to adjusting to it. I have some great leaders, that I can look up to and figure things out.
A lot of people say that playing for Brent Venables helps you be prepared just because of how intrinsic his defense is and how specific everything is and how much you have to know, particularly you being the middle linebacker. You had to make all the calls, all the adjustments last year for Oklahoma. Did that ring true when you got to the NFL? Like, oh, I can pick this up really easy because of this and that I was taught in college.
Absolutely. With Coach Venable's system, we're putting in so many different calls, week to week, just because he sees something on film against our opponent, and he likes that. He's putting it in. I think, so I got the R scheme, pretty quick. The only thing that changes is just the verbiage. But it's a little different because I'm so used to heavy installs, but now, week to week in the NFL, it's more so, player based. You want to put your guys in the best possible position. So the we're not really game, we're not really like changing our calls as much. But, we have what we run. We run it well, and then we kind of stick to our basics here, and so it kind of makes it a little bit easier and simpler. But there's just two different styles to it. Obviously, Coach Venable's defense, is doing incredible right now, so that's working for him. But I definitely feel like it's helped me a lot, coming in as a rookie and picking up the scheme as fast as I did.
You were essentially the start of what is obviously last year, record be damned with Oklahoma. The defense was viewed as arguably one of the top five defenses in college football last year with you guys. It's once again viewed as maybe the best defense in all of college football this year. How much pride do you take in the fact that he shows up? You guys struggle a little bit in 22, 23, you take like that massive step defensively. And then 24, you kind of reach the peak and now they stayed at the peak. But a lot of that is because of things that you did on the field. When you look back and you're watching them on the field, like, oh, yeah. Like, I help create that. I help create this. I help create that. Do you take a lot of pride in that?
I mean, I do take a lot of pride in it, but at the end of the day, Coach Venable's system, you really just got to do your 111th. I think, you see it right now. I'm gone, Billy's gone, Ethan's gone. But that production has not changed at all. Those guys, it takes a complete buy-in. I think you look back at 2022 and 2023, we're figuring it out. We're still understanding, how it operates and how that machine works. And I think now that Coach Venable's got, the right group of guys, in that system that have been there and figured it out, now he has older guys that can teach the younger guys when they get there so they can pick it up. You see Courtland Guillory out there. He's had, Eli and Coach Vali have been able to get him up to speed quick. And, obviously he's a playmaker, he's a baller. And but that just goes to show when we got there, we didn't have anyone else to lean on. The coaches, everyone's trying to figure it out with Coach Venables and trying to pick his brain. But, those guys are so talented. I mean, you see the linebacker core right now, they haven't skipped a beat, and so it's great to see that buy-in and see that level of production hasn't changed.
Hey, Sooners fans, we'll get you right back to the video, but first I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, SeatGeek. With over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. SeatGeek is also the official ticket marketplace for the Oklahoma Sooners, so all Sooners tickets on SeatGeek are authentic and secure. I love using SeatGeek. We already used it with my family to buy Oklahoma Sooners home games. We are going to use it again for Missouri and LSU. We used it for Shane Gillis earlier this season, the concert. We used it for Dave Chappelle. We used it for Oklahoma City's professional team. When they were making that run for the title, we used it. SeatGeek is not just a place to buy tickets, but it's also a place to make sure you're getting a good deal on your purchase. So if you're wondering if you're spending too much or being overpriced, SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dot, which green means good, red dot, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. After we tell you all those cool features, of course, OU Insider has a code for you guys. So you can use the code OU Insider to make sure you get your 10% off your next ticket purchase on SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with the promo OU Insider. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app so that you have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. Do you stay in touch with a lot of those guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who are you closest with?
I get a little bit of the offensive insight, you know, through Jaren. And
that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I talk to him a little bit, and then obviously I keep in touch with most of my linebackers.
Are you a big burger guy?
I hate burger. I don't hate burger. Don't get me wrong, but burger gets so much like love from the media. Like, but I was there when he got that dog, and so it's like, I don't know, dude. He bought it to impress a girl, like, and then like, it was a whole thing. Like, so at first he was like, "Do I really want to get a wiener dog?" And so we went to look at wiener dogs. He's like, "Dude, they're so expensive, like $2,000." And then, like, you know, he started talking to some girl. She's like, "Oh, it's so sweet." And next thing you know, Jaren comes home with a brand new puppy. And
Oh,
we're
that is
like, "Dude, you
awesome.
just said you didn't want to get a dog." And
That is
Burger,
awesome.
I don't know, Burger like always goes to the bathroom in the house. And that always pisses me off when I go to his house and you'd see like little turds everywhere. And you like sometimes wouldn't pick it up. And I was like, I don't know, bro. Obviously, as Burger has grown, he's a lot more better trained. But like when Jaren comes home, he like you have to take him right outside, or else he gets really excited and just pisses everywhere.
That is hilarious.
And I'm like,
Well,
dude,
I mean that's a nervous dog actually, but those dogs actually turn out to be the best. But like
yeah. I'm
when
like, dude,
they when they get older, you have
I
to get
can't
through
have my
that bad
dog
stage.
just pissing on
Yeah.
me whenever I see him after a long day.
It's true. Very
But
true.
Burger, you know, Burger is he's a good dog for him. You know, yeah, I'm
He's a
glad.
sensation now, man.
I guess so.
He's a sensation with his fan base. It is hilarious. But speaking of Jared, does it shock you though that he has gone over to tight end and just completely had a career year for himself?
It doesn't shock me at all. I mean, you know, talking to Jaren, you know, his work ethic, I think, is unmatched in that room. And I think, you know, when Coach Arbuckle got there, he saw, you know, how often Jaren was putting in extra, you know, doing more than, you know, that's required of everybody, you know, just watching tape. I remember Jaren, he's watching hours of the 49er scheme, just watching, you know, how they utilize those guys and just trying to learn. And I'm not surprised at all. He deserves everything that's coming to him right now. Just because all the effort that he puts in the offseason, you know, his routine, he's been very, really disciplined, sticking to it. You know, he's limited distractions. You know, me, I guess I was a distraction for him. But, you know, he's really just locked in, man. It's happy to see that. And I think, you know, with some other guys, you know, that transferred out and you compare their years, you know, Jaren's having a hell of a season, man. So it's cool to see that, man. But it doesn't surprise me at all.
The team this year, just you watch it obviously, and you and I had conversations about it. Just are you hyped to see them play in person? Like just to go there, get in that locker room again, get around your guys, and just get that feeling again. Because I know that like when you leave something that you were a major piece of. And yeah, you love New Orleans Saints. You're there. But you could tell you loved Oklahoma. You can tell you still love Oklahoma. I'm looking at the backdrop, looking at the hat. I have Saints colors on right now, by the way, just out of respect.
Really good.
But how excited are you to get there, Alabama, get in that locker room pregame, maybe give a little speech for
Absolutely, absolutely
the
not. I
for old time's
think,
sake. I'm
you
kidding. I'm
know, the
kidding.
success of the team, I want to go because I want to witness, you know, the greatness that they're about to have, you know, in Tuscaloosa. But I don't want to be a factor in it. You know, the success they have is not due to me. I think, you know, it's due to the buy-in of that team, you know, all the work they put in, you know. So if I'm there, after the game, I hope I can see all my guys, but I want to be in the shadows and watch, you know, and just observe, you know, all the hard work they put in, everything that, you know, that they've done to be in that moment and let them, you know, enjoy it and embrace it. Because, you know, beating Alabama is one hell of a thing to do. And it was a great experience for me. And I want them to have that, you know, that same exact experience again.
So, real quick, that game last year, just walk me through that experience. It was at the outside of Texas. Was that the best, most fun you've ever had playing at Oklahoma?
That game might top that. Just, the whole emotions of it, it being senior night. I think, how that year went,
Yeah.
obviously a lot of adversity, a lot of challenge, just, I mean, it was a tough year, I think the whole team together just didn't perform, the expectations.
They're injured. Yeah.
Injuries. I mean, you look at, there's a picture of all the wide receivers and literally the only one still there is Dion. And, which is just crazy when you think of it, just how, in 1 year of the amount of change. But that year, that game, what we did to overcome the adversity and just come together for, we knew we were going to win that game. Like I felt like there was a shift, early in that week, the mindset of just, we're going to come together. We're going to win this damn game. Like just for it being senior night, having my parents out on that field before and just, and how that game went, Eli when he got that interception. And then when Kip had that pick six, it was huge. And then after, I think that was the first time since what Nebraska in 2000 since they rushed the field, and playing under Coach V, he's talked about how he regrets in that moment not being able to enjoy that win when they rushed the field in Nebraska. Yeah, he was said he was focused on game plan for the next week, the next opponent that they had right after the game, and I know he embraced that moment. I know he really took it in. I mean, because it was huge, man. I think obviously that year wasn't anything, but that win, was my last win on that field to get the dub like that, and the manner that we did it, stopping that offense, it was incredible.
Well, Danny, I appreciate you, man, for doing this. We've been putting this thing together for like a month now,
I know, I'm glad to make it
trying
happen.
to get this whole thing ironed out. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on. I really wish I would have got to see you though in Chicago,
It
dude.
would have been great.
And Caleb said y'all took a photo.
We did, and I don't know where that photo is. I'm sure Caleb has it, but I gotta reach out for him.
He
I gotta
said
send
that, yeah, he said it was a little horns down
it.
photo together.
It was. He threw it out. He threw it up first. I'm not gonna hesitate to throw it up. And I was like, all
Yeah.
right. But yeah, it was a cool moment to see him out there. We were out the field at the same time. Caleb's story. He's kind of one of the reasons why I came to Oklahoma. The efforts that he did, during COVID.
Yeah.
Get guys through there. I know he gets a lot of backlash for how it went, but being close to him and keeping in touch with him, I mean, there's nothing but love for that guy, and everything that he's been through, and probably definitely one of the reasons why I'm in Oklahoma. So I'm grateful for him.
People probably don't realize how much he did not want to leave.
Yeah,
Did not want to
absolutely. He
leave. So
loved it, man.
that's another story. He still reps OU. It's kind of funny how that all works. But man, I appreciate you coming on. That was awesome. The fans are gonna love this, just so you know. But Danny Stutzman.
I could talk OU football all damn day. It's kind of tough, like being a fan, dude. I sometimes like, I don't know. I gotta turn off the game sometimes, but like I get like so anxious watching. Like I'm watching this Tennessee game. I'm like, something bad happens. Like this game's over. We already lost. Like I'm like, this is
Because you're not in control of it. It's the
I'm
first
not
time you're not
controlling.
in control.
It's awful, man. It's honestly like one of the hardest things ever is being a fan for like a team you truly love. Because I felt like the
Yeah.
first time in my life where like. I'm invested in like, so I know how the fans feel. This is the first time like, growing up, I didn't, my dad went to Baylor, but I'm watching Baylor games. And I didn't get it. There wasn't no, but now that I have like blood, sweat, and tears for like Oklahoma football, I'm watching these games and it's like, it gets intense, dude. Like I'm like, John, you could have thrown to Jaren right there. He's wide open. Like, when you get the ball there, obviously I'm not tweeting it like some people will, but like,
Yeah.
it's like,
No. Yeah.
it is so, like, I don't know. It's like paralyzing watching these games. It's like it's stressful to me. Just I gotta turn them off, dude.
That is awesome. That I think that's probably gonna be one of the best clips that we do with this, because it is nuts to see the former players, how quickly they go from, we're just taking it day by day. They don't realize how hard you take it as a player when you're in the moment.
Yeah.
And then when you're away, how much even harder you take it, because you were in that exact same position and you
For
know how
sure.
you would have reacted in that position. You're wanting the person that's out there now to react how you would have reacted, and they don't.
Yeah.
And ugh, it's tough.
It's cool to like I try and like I don't know, I'm invested in everything. When John hurt his hand, I'm like trying to get the inside scoop and everything. Like I'm just I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm texting people like what happened? Like I went yeah, but
Little
it's
did you know that the burrito guy over at what was it? Oh my
Oh,
gosh. Was it Chipotle?
yeah.
Yeah, that would be the guy that broke the news
Yeah, I mean
of
the
all
news,
things.
I got the inside scoop, so
Yeah, you were good anyways.
you
Yeah, you
can't pay
were
for this OU insider information. There's no subscriptions or nothing. I already got it.
good. Oh, don't hate on you, insider man. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I love it, dude. My dad, I remember when I got there, dude, that was like the first thing he did. I'm like, dude, why are you on the message boards? Like, what are you doing? He's like, dude, I had it. I got it. He has a problem. I feel like every dad does when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, it's your kid for sure.
But no, I mean, you answer is great.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you. As always, man. Look forward to seeing you down in Tuscaloosa, brother.
Absolutely, man. Not looking forward to the drive. Gonna
No.
add, but I'm looking forward to the experience. And I think it's honestly great that's at 2:30. I think that helps us.
I won't say I agree, but I agree. Yeah, I
But I mean,
agree.
no, hey, last week we put on I guess 2 weeks ago, a big win at night. So obviously, I don't think it is a factor. Have you ever been to an Al I've never been to an Alabama game. So I'm excited. That Tennessee atmosphere looked like I was a little jealous.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing thing ever.
That looked better than like Tigers, LSU's at night. I was a little disappointed by that. I think
I
because they
was
weren't.
too. Yeah.
I think they weren't like as elite as they've been. And I guess because like it was like that November break, but I feel like I don't know, I feel like there's no excuse.
Yeah, that was disappointing. The whole atmosphere down there was disappointing. And you could kind of tell that you guys were disappointed.
Yeah,
You
but
expected so much more when you were down there.
it's talked about a lot, but Tennessee, man, that was watching on TV, like
It was
just
insane.
and then I don't know, seeing the I think those guys responded to it really well though. I think looking at that clip of Kip and G Baby, how fired up they were. I think that one. I was like, that got me ready to go.
They said they were coming for him. They turned to the student section and said they were going to F him up. So
Absolutely. So I
that's
think our team wants all the smoke this year. So honestly, I hope wish we could play at night.
yeah. That's actually I'm so disappointed that it's not a night game. I'm not going to lie. Like I was hoping for it because the way they do their fourth quarter stuff, all the red, I want to see
Really?
that in person. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
pretty cool.
I probably wouldn't go if it was at night, though.
Fair,
So it
fair,
worked
fair.
out.
Yeah. Well, Danny, I appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for taking the time to do this. This is Danny
Absolutely.
Stutzman, former OU All-American, OU legend, Danny Stutzman.
I don't know about
You're a legend. Don't even be humble. You are a legend
all that.
at Oklahoma.
I don't look. I obviously don't want to leave this show. I think me, Billy, and Ethan were always like, dude, we're the only players in like the past 30 years of Oklahoma history to not have any single hardware or jewelry or anything. We go down like we had great careers, but man, we couldn't get it
You
done
were
with
all
the system.
Americans and you should have won the Buckus. Like, if we're being straight up honest, you should have won the Buckus. Like,
I don't know. It's
that was bullshit.
I think the
I'll
most
just say it.
disappointing was my sophomore year. I think I had put together a really good year and then to not get anything. But that's for another conversation.
Fair enough.
I think the Buckus should have gone, not say it should have gone to myself. There was, looking at a lot of great linebackers that year, but I feel like it went to an edge rusher. And I think that's what's a little, anybody.
I agree. I just I thought your sophomore year and your senior year you played out of your mind. So
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah, it was disappointing the way you got treated on it. So for sure.
Oh
For sure.
well,
But
it all worked out. All right,
all right, buddy.
we can end it now.
I appreciate you. Hey, this
Perfect.
is
All
Danny
right.
Stutzman, man, former OU All-American. OU legend. He can say he's not, but he is. And I know the fans in the comments are going to agree. So appreciate you. That's going to do it for this version of the OU Insider Special. Thank Danny Stutzman once again. We will see you guys in Tuscaloosa. Have a blessed day.
All right, Boomer, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.